This is HPR episode 2188 entitled, Art Appreciation. It is hosted by Brian, and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, some thoughts on art appreciation.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Brian. I saw the list was getting kind of low, so I figured I would record something. I enjoyed Brian in Ohio's show on his art appreciation group, art club, I'm pretty sure is what he called it. And I had a couple of thoughts on art appreciation that everybody could benefit from, I believe. I have a few views on art appreciation that don't really necessarily fit into a lot of the gallery world of art, but I had a mentor, Dr. Bendel, Don Bendel, and I guess I should preface this. He had our writing assignment because all university level classes are required to have some form of writing assignment. So all art classes generally do a minimum of at least a gallery review where the student is supposed to view a piece of artwork that can be documented. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a gallery. My 3D design class, we were specifically not allowed to go to galleries. We had to find pieces of art that nobody else most likely had seen, things out in the neighborhood, maybe something in someone's front yard. And you critique the piece of art. You speak about what that piece of art says to you based in a very methodical elements of design fashion. So you speak about how the artist employed some element like movement or counterbalance, and that added to the effect of the piece of art in whatever manner. But what Dr. Bendel told us, and it was quite different than other art classes, and I understand his philosophy of where he's coming from, and I fit into it pretty well. He said, when you go to a gallery and you see artwork in a gallery setting, without fail, there is an artist statement, unless of course it's a museum type show, but if you go to a gallery where an artist is having a show, there will be an artist statement. And they always put it very predominantly so that you see it before you see any of the art. And his advice and instruction was, never under any circumstances do you read that artist statement before you look at the art. And he wanted our gallery reviews of the pieces of art that we found, preferably to be written also before we've read that artist statement. And you got extra points for writing, if he saw you at a gallery, writing it down on a napkin. Because he didn't want to get anything back home where you could think about it and process everything. That was for later. He wanted to know what your instant, in the moment of experiencing that art, before any research was done. Because that's where it's actual live impact is with us. Now, that may sound like I lean a little away from the historic importance of understanding where we get all this stuff, and I absolutely do not. But in just the simple personal effect of art, I'm a potter. So I think about when I make a cup, I have to think about the person using the cup and their interaction with my piece of art. And they're going to put this cup right up to their mouth, extremely intimate piece of artwork. And the functionality of the cup, how it feels in the hand, the tactile qualities, the function of the lip, is it a pouring vessel, a drinking vessel, that all has a lot to do with how the person's going to be impacted by this piece of artwork, whether they're aware of it or not. How a lot of people will paint their walls or do designed borders, and that the idea is to have that personal impact of the art without trying to interpret it. So that's just one little thought, and by God, I hope you guys who are not uploading shows get uploading shows. Not to get on anybody, because of course I waited forever to do it, and my shows aren't of the best quality anyway, but they're there, and we need this resource, so I'll play Ken's role right now and do the call out. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.